Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Max with Lights Down Low. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM, it's Nick and Reader hanging with you Friday morning. And, of course, it's time to talk a little hockey because we had some games last night. Reader, I was thinking about this segment. We don't have a name for this segment. And I thought, oh, we could, like, do, like, a coaches kind of thing. But you and I, we're both not hockey coaches.
No.
In fact, the last time you and I played hockey, you played hockey, and I was the guy that opened the door on the bench.
You were the bench. you were the door guy.
I was the door guy. So I guess this would be, like, the bench warmer segment of the show.
Perhaps.
You're not really a bench warmer. You're actually a really good hockey player.
Well, but. I wouldn't go that far.
Well, we got some professional hockey scores to talk about here. Reader, you went 3-for-5 again.
Yes. So I'm still average as far as my NHL picks go.
I will say, yesterday you picked the Blue Jackets over the Predators, and I told you over and over again, the Predators were winning yesterday.
Should have believed you. There when I had the news a little earlier, I couldn't remember because we were talking about our picks, so I thought I had the score wrong, but... No, you're right. Nashville did beat Columbus.
3-1.
Yes. Yeah.
Unfortunately, it wasn't on TV, so I couldn't watch it, but I saw the highlights this morning. We got 5 more games today, Reader. How are you feeling for your picks?
Well, I'm feeling average.
Let's do it.
Okay.
First game, Blackhawks and Lightning.
Tampa.
All right. Second game tonight, Pittsburgh Penguins going home to Philadelphia to see if they can get some revenge. What do you think?
You know what? I'm going with my Flyers again. It's home ice. We're going to do it again.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing. Maple Leafs and the Senators, really excited about Ottawa this year.
Yeah, I'm going with the Leafs.
Yeah, I know. Capitals at Buffalo.
Got to go with the Caps on that one.
Oh, that's the one game that I'm watching tonight because I just want to see Chara. I want to see Chara and Ovechkin. I want to see them high-fiving, like Ovechkin jumping up to high-five them.
Final good.
Blues at Colorado Avalanche.
Boy, you know, I think I'll go with Colorado to bounce back. The Blues beat them the other night, but I think the Avs will come back and get a win.
We're going to lock those in. We'll find out how well Reader's doing on Monday morning's edition of the Benchwarmers here on Fox FM.
Nick and Reader want to be on Canada's Olympic breakdancing team in 2024. They're training?
Icy sidewalks in winter, and they are breakdancing to gold.
Nothing in the universe can stop us.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Black Pumas with Fire. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM. Nick and Reader with you this Friday morning, keeping you company for this last day of the work week. Reader, I posted on Facebook you actually talked about this on your news update during the show this morning already, but the snow route parking ban is now in effect as of last night in the city of Yorkton. So that means I think it's slipped the blue routes and the red routes. You can see the map on our Facebook page right now just to where you can't park because shout outs to all the snow removal crews. They're going to be quite busy out there today.
Yeah, I've seen this morning they're already at work on Smith Street. They were doing a bunch of plowing on there. Snow piled up on the medians, just ready to be cleared out. And there's a lot to dig out from after what we got here kind of overnight Wednesday into Thursday.
It was kind of incredible. When I left the building here yesterday about noon, that's when the snow started picking up again, too. Because I couldn't tell if it was snowing or if it was just the wind blowing the snow. Because, like, the wind was insane yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. Thank goodness it started to kind of wind down. And even during the day, you check periodically and you could see the wind speeds just kind of easing up a little bit as we go.
Definitely looking for calmer temperatures today, which is absolutely a good thing too. So we wanted to give a salute to all the snow removal crews out there. They're going to be working as hard as possible to make sure all the roads are clear for everybody as we're getting started this Friday morning. If you want to see the map of the snow route parking bans in Yorkton, we have that posted on our Facebook page right now, facebook.com/morefoxfm. Reader, you also have the list of bus and school cancellations as well, too. There's a few bus cancellations that may apply to you. You can find all that info, facebook.com/morefoxfm.
We don't know where all the holiday chocolate goes, but you shouldn't check Nick and Reader's desks. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Tones and I, Fox FM. More hits and more favorites. It's Nick and Reader hanging with you, keeping you company this Friday morning. And Reader, this is a weird question, but I'm going to ask it anyways. That's what we do here on the show. Have you ever been disappointed by a frozen pizza?
Only when I've burned it.
Oh, okay.
But I've pretty much mastered it, so that doesn't happen very often.
Have you ever had, I don't know how to phrase this.
I guess I can say that there have been times where it's like, boy, this pizza could use a little more sauce.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to kind of come across.
That's usually, if I run into anything with them, it's that sometimes they need more sauce.
Yeah, I had a frozen pizza for supper, and I got the box, and it was like a spinach and cheese pizza. It looked awesome on it, and I pulled it out, and it just didn't have the toppings that the front of the box had. And that's kind of what I wanted to ask, if you ever had that moment where you pull the pizza out and you go, oh, geez.
Yeah. I mean, for the most part, if you get a frozen pizza, you kind of know what to expect.
It's a bit of a roll of the dice. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. I mean, usually when I get them, what I'll do is I'll bring one home, but I'll add stuff onto it.
Yeah.
Before I throw in the oven.
That's right. You do that.
Give it a little extra bump up, maybe a little extra meat, extra cheese.
Do you do that for every instance of frozen pizzas, or only when you like pull the pizza out and all the pepperonis on like one slice of the pizza?
Well, usually then I will do some rearranging.
You gotta do the mise en place before you put it into the oven.
I have to replace all the meat, shuffling it out like a deck of cards, and make sure you get proper distribution.
Why does anybody roll the dice on frozen pizzas when we're giving away free pizzas here at Fox FM?
I know.
Like, it's just ridiculous. You guys, we're suffering through this because we can't win free pizzas, so we gotta go the frozen route. But you guys can win actual pizzas. Boy, that segue is just chef's kiss.
Well done.
Pizza Monday is coming up in just a couple of days. It's your opportunity to text in and win a medium two-topping pan pizza from Domino's in Yorkton. So, hey, Monday morning, you got something to look forward to now.
That's right.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
X Ambassadors, Zen. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM, it's Nick and Reader hanging out with you on this Friday morning. And Reader, I wanted to talk, because the snow. Okay, we got some snow yesterday. A bit of a blizzard yesterday. Big shout-outs to snow removal crews all over the listening area this morning. It got me thinking about when I was a kid. Snow days in elementary school. Did you ever play King of the Hill, like during recess?
I think so. That's where everyone's on top and you're trying to knock everybody off the hill.
Yeah, we didn't have a tobogganing hill immediately in our playground area in our school. It was on the Catholic side where the Catholic school was.
Okay.
But every time there was a big snowfall, the snow removal guys at the school would make a huge snow pile near the playground. And yeah, we would just literally play a game where one person stood on the top and the other people tried to tackle them off of the snow pile. And I thought to myself, boy, what a dangerous game for children to play.
We've all done it at one time or another.
Back then. Yeah. I mean, I was indestructible. Maybe this is a Nick getting old and the world is going to punch him in the face, but like, I wonder if kids out there are playing King of the Hill on their snow days.
You know what? The last time I remember seeing kids do that was probably a couple of years ago when we were out at Kenora.
Ah,
the Winter Lights, when they had the big snow pile there
right by
the fire. And everybody was up on the snow hill.
Playing. And everybody was up on that snow hill. Reader was there just pitching kids, just yeeting them across the field.
No, I was too busy eating hot dogs.
You were. Do your kids ever play like that in the snow? Did you grow up getting nosebleeds from playing King of the Hill during recess? You can always call or text 306-783-3699.
Nick and Reader want to do the morning show live from an ice fishing shack. We thought they were. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Ariana Grande, Social House, more hits, more favorites. Fox FM, I'm out of breath. I got to catch my breath here.
Yeah.
I want to say big shout-outs to TJ's Pizza here in Yorkton. Reader, earlier in the show this morning, we were talking about disappointing frozen pizza.
Yes.
I had a disappointing frozen pizza last night for supper, and we were just talking about ways to improve it, and we got a phone call.
Yes.
I want to say big shout-outs to TJ's here in Yorkton. They hooked us up big time. They made us breakfast.
Yeah.
They literally just ordered, like, delivered three pizzas to us here at the radio station because they heard that we had disappointing frozen pizza. They wanted to make sure we actually had delicious pizza to talk about.
So that was very kind of them.
Yes. So kind. If you're wondering why we're out of breath, is because Rita and I have been enjoying some pizza this morning here. And I got to say, the studio has never smelled better with you and I in it.
Yeah, usually it just smells like dudes.
Yeah, it's just like dude smell. Yeah. Right now, it's pizza smell. So, big thank you once again. If you want to see the photo, TJ's Pizza in Yorkton hooked us up.
A very nice Friday surprise.
Yeah, of course, every time you text us here on the Fox FM text line, you're probably going to get a little thing from TJ's Pizza, too. Mm-hmm. So, hey, big thank you to TJ's for hooking us up for breakfast. And if you're wondering why we're out of breath, is because we're trying to eat pizza as fast as we can this morning.
Nick and Reader figure there's nowhere to go but up in 2021.
So they are going all out. Introducing Hover Bikes. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
St. John, Fox FM. Nick and Reader keeping you company this Friday morning. Reader, last night, of course, had a bit of a blizzard throughout yesterday and into the evening. And did you remember to do the thing where you put your windshield wiper blades up?
Oh, I never do that.
I did that yesterday, and I was grateful for it this morning. But I will say, I don't think we ever have to do that, because I guess they invented something unbeknownst to me. I saw my next door neighbor did this. He drove home from work yesterday and parked in the driveway and then put like a vinyl cover over his entire windshield. It like anchored on the two mirrors.
Okay.
And it covered the whole windshield so it doesn't get snow on it.
Nice.
Have you ever heard about that?
At first I thought no, and then I realized I think I actually have one.
What?
But I've never used it. And the only reason that I haven't is because my apartment where I live, there's no parking lot. It's a big, so I park in the city lot at the end of the block, and I'm always worried about like someone coming along and messing with it if I put it on there. So I've never used it. If I had, you know, my own place, my own driveways, I would totally use it.
I am blown away by this invention that I have never heard about. And then I talked to my parents about it too. I was like, hey, what do you have these? Because, you know, I wanted to see. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it turns out my grandpa has one too. And I bet you're probably listening right now going, Nick, you're ridiculous. I've got one of those things right now and it's the best thing ever. Where do I find one? Or do I just have to get a tarp and some rope?
You could MacGyver it, totally.
I totally could try to MacGyver it, too. Yeah, I'm just blown away by that. I've always been scraping windshields and blowing snow off of my car and brushing it off and stuff, and never thought ever to put just something to cover the windshield.
Yeah.
So if you're like me, and you're scratching your head thinking, how come I never knew about this? Well, it exists, and if you got one, tell me where I can buy one from. 306-783-3699. You can call or text.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM. I like that.